dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep, or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. This show is live video. So if you're only listening, but you'd like to watch, you can go to my website, The Queen of Dreams, or www.KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. You can go to Google and just Google The Queen of Dreams, and it will take you right to my website if you don't know how to spell my name, which is KathleenO'KeefeKanav, as in Victor, OS as in Sam. Now you can call in and talk with me during this live show if you've got any questions, or maybe you've got a dream you would like to share with us all. You can call 646-558-8656. And then the ID is 883-6953-587. And then press the pound sign to listen or to chat. I know that's an awful lot to remember or to even write down. So if you go to my website, The Queen of Dreams, and you click on the link in the right-hand corner that says Dream Vision 7, it will take you right to my Dreaming Healing website page on Dream Vision 7. And over in the right-hand corner, you'll see all those numbers again, the call-in number of 646-558-8656, and then the whole ID number. So you don't have to remember it all. You don't have to write it down. Just go ahead over there. So you may have seen me on my video podcast, The Kat Canavis Show Live, which is live on my Facebook page, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, author, speaker, and Bloomer Boomer TV, Your Dreams with the Queen of Dreams, Kat Canavis. If you've missed any of those shows, you can Google me. You can Google Kat Canavis Dreaming Healing Show or Kat Canavis on Bloomer Boomer and pull them up and watch them at your leisure. Or you can go to my website and find Dreaming Healing in the upper right-hand corner. Go to my website on Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and you can look at the archives. Take your time, enjoy yourself, get a glass of wine or a glass of water, and just sit there and watch some of the amazing shows that are on there. So if you missed last week's show about diagnostic dreams, Google Dreaming Healing Show with Kat Canavis for my archives on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. So have you been having strange dreams during the COVID lockdown? Many of my listeners have, and they've sent me many of those dreams. And they've asked me to please help them interpret the meanings for their dreams. And so I've decided to dedicate this whole show tonight to just dealing with those dreams. So before we get started, though, let's do our favorite protection and clearing meditation. If you're new to my show, we do this every show before we start. And it's a way that we just kind of get grounded and protect ourselves. And it lasts all the way until the next show, probably beyond. But since I do it every time I have the show, if you listen, then you receive that protection and you carry it with you. So during this meditation, what we're going to do is imagine using something that's small, but really powerful to you. Maybe something given to you in a dream by your guardian angel or spirit guide, or it could even be a deceased loved one. So, and it can also be an amulet. Maybe you've got a piece of jewelry that somebody you really loved that's passed on, gave you, or even is still alive. You can use that as your power tool for this meditation. So it can be anything that you can imagine holding in your hand. And it's anything that holds love for you. That's going to be your power gift, that love. Okay, so now sit comfortably, and together what we're going to do is we're going to take 3 deep breaths in, and then we're going to hold them, and we're going to imagine any little bits of negativity that we may have collected during the week, something we thought, something somebody said to us, something that happened to us, anything that is not of our highest and best. Imagine it getting caught in that breath of life, and then we're going to blow it out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain. We're going to do that 3 times, and we're going to imagine all that negativity just being repurposed into the universe as golden light. That way we're not going to be littering. We're not going to be littering any of the universe. Okay? So what I want you to do now is imagine your power gift in your hand. And we're going to swing it around us, and we're going to create a bubble. Okay? Ready? Sit comfortably. And just take a second to feel yourself centering. Just center. Breathe a little bit. All right. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Imagine any negativity getting caught in that breath. Blow it out across the room. Right into the purple flame of Saint Germain. Another deep breath in. Take it in a little bit deeper. Imagine any little tiny specks of negativity caught up in that breath of life. Blow it out. Imagine it going right into that purple flame of Saint Germain. Again, another deep breath in. Hold it. Hold it as long as you can. Blow it out across the room. See it blowing right into that purple flame of Saint Germain, and getting caught up in the flame and becoming beautiful golden light and returning to the universe. Now imagine holding your power gift, whatever it is, in your hand, and swing your hand all around your body, and you're creating a mirrored bubble of protection. And this mirrored bubble of protection will only allow that which is of the highest and best brought into that bubble by your spirit guides and guardian angels. Anything else that is not of their highest and best is simply reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Until then, you can just listen to my voice. So very, very many of you have been having very strange dreams. And you, during this COVID lockdown, and you've been sending them to me. So I'm telling you that so that you know that you are not alone. Our dreams are nightmares are microcosms of our daily life. When we have recurrent nightmares, that means we have this nightmare over and over again. Sometimes it's in a different place with different people, but the main subject of the nightmare is there. It means that we're not getting it. We're not getting the message. And one of the things our spirit guides and guardian angels want to do is jar us into remembering. So they give us some things in that nightmare that are a little scary. Things that aren't easy to forget. Maybe, and we're going to talk about this later, maybe it's a shadow that we think is chasing us. And the faster we run, the faster the shadow comes after. So we can't get rid of it. And oh my goodness, what does that mean? What kind of a nightmare is that? We're going to talk about that. Also, why would we all be sharing similar signs and symbols in our dreams right now? That's one of the questions I've been receiving a lot. A lot of people are having very similar dreams. They're having very similar symbolism in their dreams. They are having similar anxieties in their dreams. They're sharing dreams with people that they know. And then the people that they know are calling them up and saying, I had a dream with you in it last night. And they're saying, I had a dream with you in it last night. How is this possible? How can that be? Well, it is very natural. It's part of our universal oneness, that quantum entanglement that is often spoken of in quantum spirituality, quantum physics. It's our ultimate dream catcher. Quantum entanglement is where, according to Science Daily, anyhow, I think I've got the definition here. Let me see what it, yes. Quantum entanglement is a phenomenon in which the quantum states of two or more objects have to be described with deference to each other, even though the individual objects may be spiritually and spatially separated. In other words, people separated by time, space, and sleep may still share dream symbols and dream messages. So that has been happening a lot. And that's part of our quantum entanglement. Think of it again as the ultimate dream catcher. And we all have, maybe many of us have dream catchers hanging over our beds. They're supposed to catch bad dreams. And then those bad dreams are supposed to disappear with the sun as it comes into our room. But what if we're all catching similar dreams? Instead of letting them disappear, let's take a look at those dreams and see what's so interesting inside them that we're all sharing them. Remember, everything dreams. Puppies dream, kittens dreams, and even a fetus in the womb dreams. Fetus in the womb has been seen using ultrasound. It has been seen to use REM, rapid eye movement. And that's why when you close your eyes and you're dreaming, your eyeballs move back and forth under your eyelids. Well, a fetus in the womb has the same thing. It kind of begs the question, they haven't been born yet, and they haven't experienced anything on the earth plane. What are they dreaming? Are they dreaming about angels? Are they dreaming about heaven? Well, remember this, after you're born, you're still the same person. And you can go back to the same place you were dreaming before you were born. We can get a glimpse into heaven through our dreams. And that's all part of the universal aspect of being human. All humans dream. And another part of our dreams that has been shared with me is what I was talking about before, the shadow aspect of our dreams, the shadow person. Having a shadow is also being part of being a human. And all of this is all part of universal oneness within dreams. So again, there are no bad dreams. Our nightmares are actually a gift in disguise. That's right. Yeah, our nightmares are there to make sure that we don't forget important information in our dreams. So why do we have these really important dreams? And why are we having these, really frightening dreams right now during the COVID lockdown? There's a number of reasons. Number one, our dreams give us the opportunity to work through old and new problems, to take old problems that we solved when we were younger or in a different place with different people and use them again, access the library of experiences in our mind and carry that information into now. Although we may not have gone through a lockdown before, in this lifetime. We may have gone through similar crises with other pandemics in previous lifetimes, and we may be taking the information in our Akashic records or in our past life memories and pulling that information into our dreams now to help us work through COVID and to work through this lockdown that we're in, where we're not seeing the ones we love, where we're not playing sports or games or socializing with our friends, where a lot of what we're seeing on TV is very scary, and we don't really know when it's all going to end. Our children aren't going to school. We're not going to work. Many of us can't date, can't go out for dinner. I mean, it's endless. The amount of stress that we're under right now is endless. And again, our dreams are a microcosm of what we go through in our waking world. So right now, in our waking world, we're stressed. So that stress acts out in our dream world. And one of the things that allows us to do is work through that stress. Sometimes it's just to release the stress. Just seeing it in our dream world, interacting with our dream people, gives us the opportunity to work through all of this stress. We can actually use our dream opportunities to try solutions that might be unacceptable in our waking world. What do I mean by that? Well, for instance, let's say a dream that was sent in to me was this woman dreamed that she walked out her front door. First of all, she didn't just walk out the doors. The doors blew open. And that was one of the things that made her remember the dream immediately. The loud noise and the doors blowing off. She walked up to the doors and they just blew off. She walked out of her house and walked up a flight of stairs into a restaurant that was full of people. And the people all stopped and turned around and looked at her. And she looked at them and she remembered in her dream that nobody was wearing masks. But in the dream, she had on her mask. And she looked in at all the people in the restaurant who were laughing. They were crowded on long tables. They weren't in individual tables that were separate. They were in these long dining tables, much like, you know, like in France. If you've ever gone to a restaurant in France, they often have tables outside or even in the restaurant that are long tables that might seat 20 people. And even if you're only a party of two, you're seated at this table and suddenly you're making friends, you're talking to the people around you, and you feel like you're in a family dinner. And so she walks into this restaurant and it's full of all these tables and everybody's together. She starts recognizing people at the table, people that she knew years and years ago and she hasn't seen in like 20 years, but she recognizes them right away. They still look the same and they're waving to her and they're laughing and they're talking. And she suddenly realizes she's the only one with a mask on. She reaches up, pulls her mask off and walks into the room. And when she does, everybody turns around and starts talking again and the dream ends. What did that dream tell her? She wanted to know what that dream meant. Did it mean she should go to a restaurant even though everything is in lockdown? What did it mean? It may have meant a number of things. Number one, it could have meant she's had it. She's ready to blow the doors off her house and march up those stairs into a restaurant, have some fun with her old friends the way she used to. But when she gets up in there, she sees she's got a mask on. So maybe there's reservations. Should she take it off? Should she turn around and run back in her house? Nobody in the restaurant's wearing masks. What does this mean? She's hit a crossroads. Now, in her dream, there is no right or wrong. So now she's at a crossroads. Should she just rip that mask off and walk in? Or should she be a good person that she feels she needs to be and turn around and walk out of that restaurant so that she's not contaminated and she doesn't contaminate anyone? That is the message in her dream. Her dream message is, you decide. There's no right or wrong. What feels right to you? See, she never made a decision. She woke up before she made that decision. So I told her, this is your opportunity to ask for a clarifying dream. Ask for a dream that will tell you what the first dream meant. So don't go away. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more COVID dreams. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and this is Dreaming Healing, and I'm your host, Kat Canavas.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases by Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
How did life start on Earth, and why is there so much suffering? Are we living in a simulated reality like the characters in the Matrix movie? Do parallel dimensions exist alongside ours, influencing our experience? What are the mysterious dark energies that penetrate our universe? Peter Canova folds space and time to bring the twin bookends of ancient wisdom and quantum science into a single focal point, answering these and many other deep mysteries of the creation. Quantum Spirituality can be heard every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. See the show where past and present merge to show us our future.
What if dreams could diagnose your life? What if we could meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing. I'm your host, Kat Canavas, and we're talking about COVID and pandemic dreams tonight. You've sent me so many dreams and asked me to help you interpret them that I've decided to dedicate the whole show tonight to just doing that. Just before the break, we talked about how our dreams can help us work through new problems, such as the dream I talked about where the woman just kind of blew the doors off her house, walked out, walked into the restaurant. They can help us to try solutions that might be unacceptable in the waking world, but nothing's unacceptable and nothing is judged in the dream world. And the third thing is it could be inner guidance. In other words, the people at the table waiting for her to come sit down and join them could have been both living friends and deceased loved ones. And they could have been able to discuss with her what she was feeling, what she felt she was going through, and have some information for her to help her get through this pandemic. We can get divine spiritual guidance from our spirit guides and our guardian angels. Hey, we are all born with spirit guides and guardian angels. We're their job, and they take that job very seriously. So they often come into our dreams. Sometimes they come dressed as people just like us. Sometimes they come in as angels. Mine come in as monks and give us information. This is all part of our divine tribe guidance. I'm sorry, divine tribe guidance from deceased loved ones. That's where our grandparents and our great-grandparents and our aunts and uncles who have passed over come back in our dreams and they guide us. They help us through times like the COVID pandemic and the lockdown because it's really difficult. So in our last show, was it 2 weeks ago? It was called Prophetic Dreams of Pets, Feathers, and Monks. Oh my. And I had on a guest named Amy Gifford, who had a diagnostic dream with monks in which she was told she had breast cancer. And since that time, she went and she had some tests. In the dream, she was just having her regular nightly dream. And all of a sudden, much like my dreams, she had a monk, but he was in a red robe, walk into her dream. She couldn't see his face. He had his hood up. And he told her that she had breast cancer. So when she woke up, she knew that there was a woman, me, who specialized in dreams, specifically precognitive dreams or diagnostic dreams. And so she went onto the internet and she Googled diagnostic dreams and precognitive dreams, and boom, my name came up. So she contacted me by email and said, look, I'm having this dream. What should I do? I gave her the advice I've given many women over the years. Anytime you have a precognitive dream like that, chances are it's nothing. Maybe you spoke to somebody who had cancer, and it's just now popping into your mind with all the lockdowns, and we're hearing on TV how people who had cancer didn't get to the doctors during the COVID lockdown, and so now they're really afraid to go because they're afraid that they may have cancer or their cancer wasn't treated. They stopped their treatment, all kinds of stuff. There's so much fear going on. So my first suggestion to her, of course, was go to your doctor and get a mammogram. Get a mammogram, sonogram, whatever you feel you need to give you peace of mind, to see if something is wrong. So at the end of the show, she had not done that yet. But we talked about her dream, we talked about her fears, we talked about how it seemed so real and it wasn't symbolism, it was words. And that's what makes these dreams stand out a little differently than other dreams. It's not the symbolism in the dream. It's actually someone speaking to you, just like I'm speaking to you right now. That happens in the dream. So as of last week, she had gone for her tests and she was fine. Another dreamer I'm going to call Cindy contacted me through my PR agency, which happened to be on my website. And again, she was researching women who had precognitive dreams, diagnostic dreams with breast cancer. And she found my website and my PR people contacted me, which is Steve Allen Media, and said, we got an email from Cindy who had a what she thinks might be a precognitive dream for breast cancer and uterine cancer, and she's really anxious. Would you please give her a call? So, of course, I did. And she told me that in her dream, she had a voice. She didn't see the person. She just had a voice that said, metastatic breast cancer everywhere and uterine cancer. And she said in her dream, there was blood everywhere. And she was so frightened. So what should she do? And again, right away, I said, go get a checkup. If for no other reason, peace of mind. And so she did. She went and got her checkup. I called to check up on her. And she said, my doctor said everything was fine. So why would these people, why would these women be having these kind of dreams right now during the pandemic? Well, these are life-threatening dreams. And right now, we are in a life-threatening situation. The other reason could be that they're precognitive dreams. It's not happening now, but that's not to say that it might not happen later. And by going and getting tested and having a baseline mammogram, neither one of these women had ever had mammograms. So by getting a baseline mammogram in which they are healthy, they can now get on a regular schedule to be tracked for that peace of mind and to make sure that they're healthy. At this point, what I'd like to do is to read to you why they researched me and why they were concerned about their dreams. In the dream with the first dreamer, she also had monks and she also had a feather in her dream. And I found that really, really interesting because I don't hear that very often. I haven't heard of a lot of people who have monks in their dreams. So in my case, I'm reading this from the book, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. And this is the book that I wrote with Dr. Larry Burke, who was chief of radiology at Duke University Medical. And then he semi-retired. But before he did that, he was getting women coming into his office for their radiation treatment. And he would ask them as part of the paperwork, so how did you find your cancer? Was it in a mammogram? Was it in an MRI? Did you feel it yourself? What happened? And they said, I found my cancer in a dream. Well, at first, the first few women, he thought, well, you know, that's interesting. But then when the number of women reached 18, he thought, you know, this is just not normal. I've never heard of this before. And so he decided to do scientific research on it and got the grant from Duke University to do so and contacted me. And he was very interested in my dreams. So my life has always been really active and healthy, but 3 mammograms, 3 blood tests, 3 physical exams, and 3 yellow copies of healthy mammography reports and a precognitive dream with Franciscan monks sent me scurrying back to my doctor. After my final healthy mammogram report, I had this dream. While enjoying my dream, it suddenly stops like a frozen computer screen or a TV show put on pause. And in the center of my dream, a pop-up window appears, much like on a computer. And the window expands into a door, and a spirit guide, guardian angel, dressed as a Franciscan monk in a long brown hooded robe with a knotted rope belt and leather sandals, steps through the sacred dream door. His hood covers his face. Come with me. We have something to tell you, he says. Now, I am dreaming in a dream? How strange is that, I wonder? But obediently follow this monk into a room I call the Room Between Realms. Go back to your doctor tomorrow without an appointment. I started to cry and tell him that the doctor wouldn't listen to me tomorrow any more than he had listened to me yesterday or the other 2 times I had gone. They just keep giving me the same tests over and over and tell me I'm healthy. If you want me to live, you help me. My guide reaches into his enormous brown sleeve, pulls something out, and hands me this little teeny tiny white feather, no larger than the one that escapes from your pillow at night and glides to the bedroom floor. Use this feather as a sword to fence within your verbal battles against your doctors, and you will win against the scientific facts. You need exploratory surgery. If you present your case to the doctors as though you are an attorney standing before an incredulous judge who dislikes you, you will win, he says. Then he turns around and walks right out of my dream. The sacred door closes behind him, and my previous dream starts right back up where it had stopped, as if someone had taken it off of pause. So time had stood still as the monks from beyond time and space delivered their life-saving message in this esoteric dream plane. So, you know, that left me with, it left me with a conundrum. Do I believe my dream or do I believe my doctor? What do I do? Much like the two women who contacted me, what do I do now? I've had this dream. Do I just ignore it or do I act on it? And just as with myself, I'd had this same dream now. This was the third time. They'd been having the recurrent dream as well. And when something recurs, when it happens over and over again, it usually means you didn't get the message the first time. So I did return to my doctor and I did tell him I wanted exploratory surgery. And I got to tell you, he looked at me like I had just poured gasoline over myself and set myself on fire in his office. And he said, no, I can't do exploratory surgery. That's against hospital policy. It's against my policy. No. And I remembered that feather. I imagined holding that feather and pointing it at him. And I said, you're my doctor. I need you to help me. I know something's wrong. I don't believe it. I know it. And it was almost as if somebody had like glamored him, you know, in those vampire movies where the vampire goes, oh, you want to go jump off the roof and land on your head? And the person goes, yeah, yeah, I want to go jump off the roof and land on my head. And so the doctor walked out of the room, came back a few minutes later and said, okay, I made an appointment. We'll make this happen. Long story short, I was in stage two with the breast cancer in my lymph node. So, not all dreams are diagnostic dreams. Not all dreams mean you have a disease, but the dreams can be a warning for the future. It's time to start your regimen of going and getting yourself checked out. If for no other reason, for peace of mind, maybe because what you're watching on TV could exacerbate the anxiety within me. When you hear about other people who didn't go to their doctors during the COVID lockdown, didn't take their medications, didn't get their medications during COVID lockdown, and then were in dire straits. By going to their doctors and getting the checkup, the two women who had similar dreams to mine received that peace of mind. And there's nothing that can pay for peace of mind. You can't buy it. You can only get it by acting upon a fear. And that's what they did. And that's what I did. And I believed in my dreams and I believe in their dreams. It doesn't always mean that you have cancer. If you look at their dreams from a symbolic point of view, cancer is something that consumes you. It goes through your whole body. Cancer is actually, they're saying it's a virus. COVID's a virus. It goes through your whole body. It creates havoc in your body. And then you can die. So in their subconscious, because our waking world is a microcosm, or our dreaming world is a microcosm of our waking world, they could actually be having dreams or about the fact that something is after them, that they have a virus in their body. There are many people who have had COVID, didn't even know they had it, didn't have any symptoms. I have friends who had COVID. Their husbands displayed slight symptoms. Their husbands went and got tested for COVID positive. The wife went and got tested. She had the antibodies, never had any symptoms. So my point is, if you're having health issue dreams, it doesn't necessarily mean you have a health issue right now. It could mean you're just having anxiety dreams and you need to go to the doctor and get that peace of mind. It's time for another break. Don't go away, because I'm going to talk about a dream that many people have been experiencing, the shadow dream. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke. Forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers. Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change, by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
In a world facing annihilation, a miraculous African nun rises to become the first female pope through a web of war, murder, and betrayal. Loved by some, hated by many, she becomes the deadly target of Islamic terrorists and her own cardinals as she introduces a new vision that will either save humanity or accelerate its destruction. Four people must race against a nuclear holocaust to learn her astonishing secret. Pope Annalisa is available at petercanova.com, Amazon, and other online booksellers and bookstores worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to the last section of our show, Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7.com. I'm your host, author and video podcaster Kat Canadas. And tonight we're talking about pandemic dreams and COVID dreams and dreams that are being shared by people around the world. And they're sending those dreams into me. So I thought tonight I'm just going to deal with them. So how is it that we are all sharing dreams, types of dreams, and even dream symbolism together right now? In my book, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, that I just read to you, my dream, which was in chapter 2, by the way, it was on page 30. One of the things I talk about in the book is how more than 6,000 years ago in ancient Egypt with the high priest Imhotep. Now, you may know Imhotep from the movie The Mummy. Remember, Imhotep was walking around all wrapped up in rags. Yeah, well, Imhotep was a lot more than just a mummy wrapped in rags. He was a really cool person. And he started dream temples in Egypt more than 6,000 years ago. And people who were having nightmares or people who needed dreams to help them be successful in something would go to Imhotep's dream temples and lie down on the floor with the priests or the high priest like Imhotep and dream beside them. This priest that was sleeping beside the person on the floor who needed an answer to a problem like, should I take this job or this job? Or a woman who's saying, will I ever have a child? Or a young girl saying, will I ever find a husband? The priest would sleep next to them on the floor. They would dream in tandem and share dream symbolism. And in the morning when they woke up, they would come up with an answer to those dreams. Well, fast forward to ancient Rome and Greece, to the Asclepian dream temples. And in these Asclepian dream temples in ancient Greece, the same thing would happen. People would come to the Asclepian dream temple, and they would sleep on these. I saw pictures of them. They were like chiseled out beds in the rock, and they would have, you know, some blankets and stuff on them, and they would sleep on these hard beds. I mean, the idea was not to be comfortable. The idea was to have these dreams. And they would sleep on these beds, and the priest would sleep either beside them or in a room close by. And in the morning, they would share their dreams because they would have been dreaming in tandem, and they would share the symbolism to figure out what the dream was saying. So sharing dreams is actually very natural, especially when we are in crisis, which we're in right now. So when you think about the fact that so many people right now are having dreams about being chased and how there is this dark figure chasing after them, it's actually, you know, very natural. Shadows and dreams have been a part of our universal shadow figure. And that universal shadow figure can be many things. According to Wikipedia, there are many legends and folklores that say our shadow self often shows up in our dreams to let us know, and this is important, to let us know no matter how isolated we might be, we are never alone. Your shadow's always with you. Think about it. Even if you're walking around outside at night, you've got a moon shadow. During the day, you've got your sun shadow. To be human, just like dreaming, to be human is to have a shadow. Everything has a shadow. And so in these dreams that have been sent to me, people are saying that they're dreaming it's dark. And they're running down streets or they're running down alleys. And they're all alone, but there's this dark shadow chasing them. And they're afraid that the shadow's gonna catch them. So they keep running faster and faster, and the shadow keeps running faster and faster. And then they wake up and they're all sweaty and they're all upset because they're afraid they're gonna be caught by this shadow figure. So let's think about that for a second. Who is this shadow figure? Who do you think it might be in the dream? Perhaps you've been having the same type of dream. Our shadow figure is universally us. Turn around and embrace your shadow. It's you. You know that song, Me and My Shadow? There you go. Rather than running away from it in fear, slow down a little bit and let it catch up to you. Because right now, look at the play on words in the dream. We're all running a little frightened. We're all running a little fearful of what the future holds for us. We're all in a dark place, but our shadow is there to remind us, hey, you're not alone. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter how fast you travel, I'm here for you. I'm your other self. I'm your shadow. So if you have a dream and you see you're in a dark place and you see that there's a shadow on a wall or a shadow behind you, turn around and say, thank goodness. Don't leave me. We need to stick together because we do. Eventually, we are going to come out of this COVID. So I want to leave you with one more dream out of this book. Dreams that can save your life, early warning signs of cancer and other diseases. You know how I talk about dreams come in threes? Well, this is chapter 11, My Dream Doctor is Real. And so it says, my name is Denise. I'm 67 years of age and semi-retired from a 24-year career in healthcare. In 2001, for our 20th anniversary, my husband and I took a vacation to Canada. From the beginning, it did not seem right or comfortable. I have a dream. A month or so after returning from our trip, I had a disturbing dream. In the dream, I'm speaking with an old friend, Adam, who had several episodes of a rare and unusual cancer. I have just been diagnosed with an early form of cancer in the dream, and I am a bit freaked out in the dream. So I ask him what kind of advice he can give me to deal with this. A few months later, I go and I have a mammogram because the dream keeps recurring. The radiologist tells me that they see something suspicious and suggest a biopsy. The radiologist is the same person who always looks at my mammography film. He shows me the odd-looking calcification in my left breast. Calcifications are routinely seen in my right breast, but this time it's in my left. What is the worst case scenario? I ask, to which he replies, DCIS, which is ductal carcinoma in situ. I start interviewing surgeons. And the second one is a woman who really clicks with me. So driving home in the car, I tell my husband, I'm going with this doctor. She feels right. A few minutes later, I turn to my husband and say, oh my, she was the physician in my dream. I just remembered her. I just recognized her. So that night, I have a second dream. In the dream, I'm the passenger in a car with a friend driving out into the countryside for some kind of a gathering. Again, that gathering thing. All of a sudden, I see a car racing down the dirt road and the driver is shooting at people. Some of the people are running. Some are getting shot. Some are diving under their cars. I watch the car stop about 50 feet in front of us and feel the need to hide from him. I scrunch down under the dashboard and he drives by without stopping or shooting. When I wake up, I turn to my husband and say, I've dodged a bullet. My dream told me I dodged a health bullet, and it is a real killer. So then she has the third dream, and she calls it Foreigners Help Me in a Dream. At this point, she says, I'm visiting relatives in another state. This is in her dream. She's not really doing it. It's in her dream. I'm visiting relatives in another state for a cousin's wedding, and I'm in the townhouse of that cousin, but nowhere in the townhouse is anyone I recognize. It's all foreign people from South America, from Europe, and from the Middle East, and from Asia. From the attic to the basement, they're all foreign people. They are not destructive, tearing down walls, or even dangerous. They are just everywhere. When I wake up, I tell my husband, I don't need just treatment. I need a mastectomy. It's everywhere. It's clear to me that the dream is saying a mastectomy is the only answer because my body is full of foreign cells. I'm happy to report she's still alive and well, and she's happy with her decision. And so, although her dreams told her that she had cancer, and she did, whereas the other women at the beginning of this program did not, it just goes to show you, be careful. If you're having recurrent health dreams, go and check them out for that peace of mind. We were almost at the end of our show, and I want to thank you for making dreaming healing such a great success. If you have a dream and you don't want to share it with me on the show, you can always email it to me, catcan@comcast.net. And for listeners who are new to this show, there's a free gift for you in the upper right-hand corner of my website at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. If you're a writer and you would love to be on the third Sacred Stories of Transformation book series, Mayhem to Miracles, in which I'm collaborating with Sacred Stories Publishing, and the authors will include James Redfield of The Celestine Prophecy, Dr. Bernie Siegel, everybody knows Bernie, and our many media partners like Dennis Patoko, the CEO of BizCat 360, and our own Deborah Bouvet of Dream Vision 7, go to the upper right-hand corner of my website and click Get Published. And for those living in the Palm Springs area, watch for my articles on dreams in Desert Health. They're out now. You can also see them on my Facebook pages. Until next time, it's time to wake up to our dream messages, because remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. Good night, everybody, and thank you for being with me.
Thank you for joining us this evening, and a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Cat O'Keefe Cannabis. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O'KeefeCannabis. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.